Hi everyone, this is Abby Bejo and welcome back to the Lake Health and Wellbeing Podcast. It's such a pleasure to be here today speaking to you. Hope you guys are having a lovely week so far. So far my week has been good. We have been having a very productive week. Lots of things are happening here in St. Kitts and we're quite excited by it. And I hope over the next few months we'll be able to tell you all about the interesting things that we're doing over here in St. Kitts. So in today's episode, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the Healthy Caribbean Coalition's new childhood obesity campaign. So last week, the Healthy Caribbean Coalition launched their childhood obesity prevention petition. Now this petition is part of their Civil Society Action Plan for 2017 to 2019. So the Healthy Caribbean Coalition are focusing on childhood obesity because it is such a major, major problem in the Caribbean. So one in three children in the Caribbean are either overweight or obese, and this presents a huge problem because we know that children who are overweight or obese are at an increased risk of being overweight or obese adults and therefore of developing a non-communicable disease later in life. And a non-communicable disease would be a disease like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, so these kinds of diseases. Now with that in mind, the Healthy Caribbean Coalition teamed up with the NCD Alliance and last year they published this Civil Society Action Plan for Preventing Childhood Obesity in the Caribbean. Now, their action plan was based on a number of frameworks developed by organizations around the world to ensure consistency, and their plan basically aimed to foster a collaborative approach to tackling childhood obesity, and they made recommendations for civil society working in partnership with government and the private sector, and they focused on a range of different priority areas that needed to be addressed if we're to tackle childhood obesity. So the petition that they launched last week was just a small part of that action plan. Now, with what they're doing with their petition is that they're using that petition to raise awareness of childhood obesity in the Caribbean, but also to influence the region's leaders to champion and implement critical policies that will improve the health of our children, reduce childhood obesity, and therefore prevent the associated non-communicable diseases. Now, the plan is that the Healthy Caribbean Coalition will present their petition at the CARICOM, which is the Caribbean Community Heads of Government Conference in Jamaica in July. Now, with all the heads of governments coming together in one place in July, this presents the perfect opportunity to raise awareness of these issues amongst the leaders in the region and to see if they can gain some kind of agreement on how governments will take forward a plan to prevent childhood obesity in the Caribbean. Now, what the Healthy Caribbean Coalition are asking governments as part of this petition is to focus on three kind of areas with regards to policy and legislation. So the first area is to introduce a sugar tax. So this is a tax of no less than 20% on sugar-sweetened beverages. The second thing that they're asking governments to consider is to consider banning the sale, promotion, and marketing of sugar-sweetened beverages and unhealthy fast or junk food in schools. And finally, they're asking governments to take a look at adoption and application of regional standards for nutritional and front-of-package labeling of foods and beverages. So those are the three fairly simple areas that the Healthy Caribbean Coalition are asking heads of governments to focus on. And these areas were chosen because they have been found to be an effective way of preventing childhood obesity throughout the world. So there have been research conducted on these areas, and these areas are found to be quite effective at reducing childhood obesity. Now, you can get involved in this campaign by signing the petition and adding your voice to this call for action to be taken to prevent childhood obesity in the Caribbean. So I'm now on the campaign website, and it's lovely, very colourful, and you can very easily, very quickly add your voice to this petition by signing it. It's very quick, very simple. You can simply just fill in two little boxes and you're good to go. And it's also really interesting because when you go onto the website, you can also have a look at how many people have signed the petition in your country and all the different sort of Caribbean countries are there as well as other regions. So it's a really interesting page and a really interesting campaign. Now, I just want to go back a bit, because I know some people may not have heard of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition. So I just wanted to quickly tell you that the Healthy Caribbean Coalition is a civil society alliance which was established to combat non-communicable diseases and the associated risk factors and conditions in the Caribbean. And their vision really is to reduce the deaths and disabilities that arise from chronic diseases among people in the Caribbean. And you can find out more about the Healthy Caribbean Coalition by visiting their website, which is healthycaribbean.org, and they're also on social media. So what I will do is I will leave all the details about the Healthy Caribbean Coalition at the bottom of this podcast, and I'll also leave a link to the petition so that you can go ahead and sign it. So please, please do support this campaign and get involved. It's such an important campaign. We do want to make sure that we give our children the best chance of being healthy, living healthy, long lives. So please do sign the petition, but also share it with your contacts as well. So that is it, a short and sweet podcast just to tell you a little bit about this really much needed campaign on childhood obesity prevention. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please do leave any questions or comments in the comment section below. And I look forward to speaking with you guys again in the next podcast. Take care, guys, and have a lovely week. Bye.